Today, we'd like to see the title, Daniel to Friends, in the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 19 through 30. Before starting the Bible study, we want to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 19, what do the names Daniel's three friends mean? Number one, in verse 19, what do the names of Daniel's three friends mean? Question two, in verse 19, why was his face changed? In verse 19, why was the king Nebuchadnezzar's face changed? Question three, what types of the New Testament do both Daniel's three friends and Daniel in the Old Testament represents? Last question, what types of the New Testament do both Daniel's three friends and Daniel in the Old Testament represent? The book of Daniel was written by Daniel the prophet. Jesus Christ recognized Daniel the prophet in Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. The people of God, or the nation of Judah, was no longer witness to God, because the nation was conquered and carried away as captives by Babylon in 586 before Christ. Daniel and his friends were the first captives in 606 before Christ. Then Ezekiel, the prophet, and other Jewish people was the second captivity within 597 BC. Zedekiah, the last king of Judah, and other left Jews were the third or last captivity in 586 before Christ, when the nation of Judah completely fell. Verse 19, then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed to the Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they hit the furnace seven times more than it was usually hit. Here, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they are Daniel's friends. The question is why the face of Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian king's face, changed. We want to see chapter 3, verses 17 through 18. If that is the case, because Nebuchadnezzar king ordered to all the people of Babylon to worship idols or a golden image, then Daniel's friend responded to the king Nebuchadnezzar, if that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Basically, Daniel's friends only worship God Jehovah. He doesn't want to worship any other gods, even if you, the king, put the three friends of Daniel into the burning fiery furnace. So they believe that the God delivers them from the fiery furnace. But even if God does not deliver them from fiery furnace, still, they would not serve idols nor worship golden image. That's why the king Nebuchadnezzar's face was changed. Because king Nebuchadnezzar is a Babylonian king. He is unbeliever, non-Christian. So he has a self-ego or he is selfish. So when we deliver gospel to unbelievers, sometimes unbelievers upset because they are selfish. They don't want to deny themselves rather than accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. John chapter 14 verse 6 says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This statement is exclusive statement. Exclusive statement means, in order to be saved, only you believe or accept the Lord Jesus Christ. No other ways you cannot be saved. That's why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So in order to have a relationship with God the Father, you must go through the Lord Jesus Christ by your faith. That kind of exclusive statement gospel make unbelievers upset. That's why right here, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, his face was changed because angry, upset. Acts chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, also the Bible says, this is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has come the chief cornerstone. Chief cornerstone meaning foundation. Basically, Jewish people did not accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's why you builders, Jewish people, rejected Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ, chief cornerstone, foundation. Nor is there salvation in any other. So excluded any other ways. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. So also right here, only through the Lord Jesus Christ you can be saved. No other way you can be saved. So this kind of exclusive gospel statement often non-Christians upset. Why? Because non-Christians are selfish or non-Christians believe in themselves rather than in God. The king Nebuchadnezzar from beginning he was sweet. He was nice to Daniel's friend. So Daniel chapter 2 verses 48-49, we can see the king Nebuchadnezzar initially treated Daniel's friend nicely or kindly or sweetly. Then the king promoted Daniel and gave then meaning Daniel interpreted Nebuchadnezzar the king's night dream, so according to the Holy Spirit's interpretation, and gave him many great gifts, and he made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon. Then King Babylon appointed Daniel to ruler over the whole province, which meaning entire province of Babylon, like today prime minister and chief administrator of all the wise men of Babylon. Also, Daniel petitions the king Babylon. He said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel's friends, over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. Basically, Daniel is like a prime minister, but his friends like a local minister. the affairs of the province of Babylon. So from beginning, Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylon king, treated nicely Daniel's friends, promoted them as a job, local province minister job. But right now, Daniel's friends wouldn't worship other gods rather than God. That's why Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, which means full angry, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Right here, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, those names, what they mean. So Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, those are in Babylonian language name. Shadrach means under the commandment of a sun god. So here, Rock is a sun god. Sun god's name is Rock. So Shadrach, which meaning under the commandment of a sun god. Because the Babylonian king changed Shadrach's original name, Hananiah, Hebrew name. Hebrew names means God is gracious. But Nebuchadnezzar changed Hananiah Shadrach. Shadrach means under the commandment of Rock or Sunda. Then Meshach means who is like Aku. Aku or Munda. So Meshach means who is like Munda. But Meshach's original Hebrew name is Mishal. Mishal means who is like God rather than Moon God. Then Abednego names means servant of Nego. Nego, which meaning God of learning or God of writing. So servant of Nego, Abednego's original name Azariah. Azariah meaning the Lord is my help. The Lord is my help. How about Daniel? Daniel means God is my judge. God is my judge. Then he spoke, which means the king Nebuchadnezzar spoke and commanded that they hit the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. So basically, Nebuchadnezzar the king ordered soldiers to bring Daniel's three friends put into the burning furnace. How much heat? 7 times more than normal heat. So very hot, a burning place. And he commanded certain mighty men of brave who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. So King Nebuchadnezzar ordered his soldiers, mighty men or braver men, bind Daniel's three friends to put into the fiery burning furnace. Then these men were bound. So Daniel's three friends were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. So Nebuchadnezzar, certain mighty men did not make them, but Daniel's three friends who wear their clothes, so together, the mighty men put Daniel's three friends to put into fiery burning furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent or emergent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, how many times? 7 times more than regular hot. The flame of the fire killed those men who took off. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But the fire killed the mighty man who binds Daniel's three friends because the heat was very hard. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. So they were forced put into middle of the burning fiery furnace. Usually fire middle center is the hottest compared to surrounding area of the fire. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished or was frightened, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors or staff, "Did we not cast three men," which means Daniel's three friends, "bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered, Nebuchadnezzar's soldiers answered and said to King, "True," or "Yes, O King." "Look," he answered, "I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire." Four men, instead of three men, four men is working in the midst of fire. So that's why Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished or was frightened, like a very abnormal. And they are not hurt. Further, they are not hurt, which meaning they are not burnt. Oh, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Right here, form of the fourth is like the Son of God. The Son of God, which meaning Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's called theological term, theophany. Theophany meaning theos. That's a Greek word that means God. Phany meaning phenomena. So in the Old Testament, we can see the appearance of a pre-incarnate of Jesus Christ right here. The first man is like the Son of God. So right here, basically, Daniel's three friends were not burnt out, were not singed. That kind of predicted Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2, said, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you." I will be with you, which means the God will be with you, the Jewish people. Because Jewish people are carried away as captives by Babylon. Babylon is today Iraqis. Iraq is the forefathers' country named Babylon. "Babylon, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you," which meaning God will protect Jewish people from flood, water, river, through river. "When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burnt, nor shall the flame scorch you." Isaiah already predicted what Jewish people would be happen. So right here, Daniel's three friends are not burnt. Also, the plane does not scorch to Daniel's friends. Also, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 34. Hebrews chapter 11 calls the chapter of faith. Right here, to quench the violence of fire. So extinguished the violence of fire. What does it mean? That meaning the fire cannot burn the people. This kind of happened into Daniel's three friends. How come? Because the Son of God is protecting them from burning situation or scorching. escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant or brave in battle, turned to fly the armies of the aliens. So if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, your relationship with God the Father is restored. 100% comes from the Lord Jesus Christ, not from you. That's why we call it the grace. So if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, your relationship with God the Father is restored. Then Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6, be strong and of good courage, do not fear nor be afraid of them, so any enemies. Recently, South Korea was attacked by North Korea, but some South Koreans believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, so be strong, of a good courage, do not fear nor be afraid of North Korean soldiers. For the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. Basically meaning, the Lord always goes with you. He shall not leave you nor forsake you. So God will not leave believers nor forsake you. So this word really encouraging you. Only if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, because of your faith, your relationship with God the Father is restored. Then God will protect you from any hard circumstances. Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, or the entrance of the burning fiery furnace, and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out. So Nebuchadnezzar is a non-Christian or unbeliever, so he recognized those Daniel's three friends are servants of the Most High God, or the servants of God Jehovah. Come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire, from the center of the fire, the hottest temperature, the fire. And the princes, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors, all Babylonian king's ministers, gathered together, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power, which meaning the fire had no power to burn them. The hair of their head was not singed or scorched, nor were their garments, their clothes, affected. So their clothes are still, you know, not burnt. The smell of a fire was not on them. There is no smell of the scented thing or a scorched thing, no smell at all. Then Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Right here, Nebuchadnezzar, the unbeliever, so he said, blessed God Jehovah, whom the three friends believe. So right here, we know that already the Judah, the nation of Judah, was collapsed. So the nation of Judah is no longer witness to God the Father. But right here, in that case, God by Himself is using the Son of God, the fourth man, to be a witness before the world. So we can see God used Daniel's three friends witness tools to the Gentiles, the Babylonian people, such as Nebuchadnezzar king, or Nebuchadnezzar the king's minister, or the administrator, princes, governors, counselor, and so on. Right here we can see in church, according to the Bible, the definition of a church, not building at all. The church meaning the group of believers is called church. church. So if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, more than two Christians become church. So, but unfortunately, the members of a church are no longer witness of the Lord Jesus Christ to the world. In that case, the Lord Jesus Christ or Lord God by himself become witness like here. The Son of God, the first man, worked in the burning fire. So that's why the church, local church or any church, does not depend upon any people, any creature, rather than upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord. So church's head is the Lord Jesus Christ. All Christians is a part of the church. So we can see Nebuchadnezzar spoke saying, blessed be the God of Shadrach. So Nebuchadnezzar, unbeliever, so he become eyewitness to see Daniel's three friends not to be burned, although his servants, mighty men, to bind Daniel's three friends were killed by fire. So then Nebuchadnezzar said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, who sent his angel and deliver it. So Nebuchadnezzar recognized the first man considered as his angel and deliver it. His angel meaning God's servant or God's messenger, and deliver it his servants who trust in God or God, and they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies, and they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I meaning Nebuchadnezzar, make a decree that any people, any nation, any language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, which meaning anybody or any nation, any language, which might make a blasphemy against God the Father, Jehovah God, over Shadrach, Meshach, they shall be capital punishment. They shall be subjected to capital punishment, like cut in pieces. And their houses shall be made a dunghill or ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver us like this. So this is some kind of first order. We can see Nebuchadnezzar's character or characteristic is first order, like a North Korean dictator in a first order. But the God's character is not in a forceful order. God's character always, God wants cheerful give. Cheerful obedience or willful obedience is needed. God never asks you forced obedience. So, but here, Nebuchadnezzar made a forced obedience order right here. So, because somebody make a joke or a blasphemy against God, so he or she will be cut in pieces. Also, his house will be dunghill. You know, that kind of forced order. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego in the province of Babylon. So basically, promoted meaning, we know that Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they are local minister of a province over Babylon. But they promote a little, they promoted and their position. So just assisted Daniel's administration of a whole province of Babylon. So basically, their position of a local province management or administration is promoted. So right here, we can see three friends through fiery friends right here. But we read Daniel. So we might imagine that Daniel might worship the idols. That's why Daniel is not put into fire furnace. What do you think? So, but Daniel, we know that in a previous chapter, Daniel did not eat the idol worship sacrifice, such as meat. So, certain meat sacrifices to idol gods, Daniel didn't eat it. So at that time, Daniel might visit in a local province, because Daniel charges in entire province of Babylon. So he must be busy, so he's not there. But we know that the 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 13 says, God made a world judgment in Noah's age, but in the future, fire judgment is coming. The Bible says so. The 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 13, the day of the Lord. Because last time we see the day of the Lord, you know, what does it mean? That is some kind of period. So the day of the Lord, in first time, the Jesus Christ is the second coming in heaven. So that moment, all believers will be caught up to meet the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. At the same time, on the earth, the great tribulation will come. So right here, the Jewish people who do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ get through great tribulation. So the 7 years, middle abomination, middle, the other three and the half a year, that time the Jewish people recognize the temple, the standing guy is Satan. So they disobeyed Satan's order. So 144,000, what does it mean? Jewish people, 12 tribes. So each tribe, 1,200 times 12, equal to 144,000 people, Jewish people, who do not worship the Satan, will be beheaded. So those are beheaded. So that time, but at the end of 7 years, the Jesus Christ coming on the earth in the second coming on the earth with the Christians in heaven together come down. That moment, Jesus make beheaded Jewish people alive. Then all Gentile Christians together, the Jewish people beheaded Jewish people to be alive together. Would reign 1,000 years. That's called Millennium Kingdom. So at the end of Millennium Kingdom, Great White Judgment come out. That moment, Satan, the followers of Satan, all of them put into eternal the fire, you know, Gehenna, the Greek word Gehenna, Gehenna. So the over there. So the day of the Lord, those kind of period call is the day of the Lord, will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Right here, fervent heat. So in the future, the fire or fervent heat is coming. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. So Peter talks about the future fire judgment is coming on the earth. So right here we can see the Jewish people, the Daniel's three friends, got through the fire burning first. That's a symbol over 144,000 beheaded Jewish people through great tribulation in the New Testament. How about Daniel? Daniel is a symbol over believers, group of believers or church cut off to meet in the Lord Jesus Christ. So Daniel is a type over the cut up or raptured. The church is the symbol. So we are seeing each question. Verse 19, what do the names of Daniel's three friends mean? So we already talked about Shadrach means under the commandment of a sun god or a rock. Meshach means who is like moon god or Aku. Abednego, the servant of Nego, or God of learning. Then question 2. In verse 19, why was his face changed? Nebuchadnezzar's face changed. Because most of unbelievers believe in themselves. So we deliver exclusive gospel statements such as only through the Lord Jesus Christ you can be saved. So when unbeliever hears of death, they oftentimes are upset because they are selfish. They believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Exactly like Nebuchadnezzar the king, because Nebuchadnezzar the king ordered, you know, all Babylon people, including, you know, Jewish people, no matter, you know, the Babylonian jurisdiction, the people, to ask them, you know, to worship, you know, idol gods. But Daniel's three friends rejected to worship idol gods rather than God, and that's why his face was changed. The last question, what types of the New Testament do both Daniel's three friends and Daniel in the Old Testament represent? Daniel's three friends is a type of 144,000 Jewish people beheaded in the Great Tribulation in the future in New Testament. Daniel by himself is a type of the raptured believers or raptured church in the heaven to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. Okay. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us sing song all together, the blue book, page 2, number 3. Page 2, number 3. Yeah, 82, number 3. Just right here, I'll give you. 82. It's a little fast for me. And you glory.
glorify thy name.